Hey, what's up, guys? This is Tony and my cohort, Junior Valbuena.
Good afternoon, sir.
And welcome to the Six to Midnight Lounge. Oh, somebody's very, what is it? What? How should I say? Are you in tight mode or what's going on?
What are you talking about?
Well, hello, sir.
Oh, I mean, I'm trying to be professional.
Oh, professional. Oh, shit.
Yes, I'm wearing right now a three-piece suit with a tie right now, sir. Yeah, and but just a shirt, tie, and jacket. That's it. I have nothing underneath.
And flip-flops.
Exactly. I'm ready for those interviews that I might be getting later down the line. Because I will be 6 months away from officially graduating with my high school diploma. Should have done it 30 years ago, but hey, never too late. 6 months to go.
It's here. Yeah. All right, brother. How's it going? How are you?
I'm doing okay today. I'm a little kind of like, you know, upset at myself, kind of disappointed, even though like I did pass, you know, like I took my math final today.
Yeah.
And I got a C minus. I'm horrible at tests. I suck at tests. During the whole entire, semester, I was getting an A on homework and in class discussion and all that stuff. It's just when I take a test, I blank out because of the pressure.
So what did you get on the test?
A C minus.
So in the class, you got a C minus?
No, in the class, I got an A.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So my teacher posted the final grades, today. And, I saw my final test, final C minus. Oh, shit. I was close to a D. But overall, an A, So
that's cool.
Hey, well, at least I passed.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters. Like I said, kind of boring talk, but, we're hitting algebra starting in a couple of weeks.
All right.
I don't know how I'm going to do with that. I think as long as I can, keep on turning my homework, class discussion, participate, do my best. And if I can continue at least a good A grade like I did this past semester, if I do shitty on the final, as long as I pass, if I I don't mind crossing the finish line at a quick, quick pace and just breaking through, yay. But if in reality, if I'm struggling and I just crawl my way through the finish line, at least I got to the finish line. Yeah.
And is it the same teacher or no?
Oh, same teacher. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. At least it's a he or a she.
Yeah, it's a she. She's cool as fuck, man. Honestly, I give her mad props and respect that I was able to do this stuff, with her guidance. Awesome teacher. Like I said, a lot of teachers do not get the respect that they should get and the money they should be getting paid, a lot, Teachers right. Don't make shit,
Yeah. But all right, so she knows what you're going to be going into the next class, so she didn't know what to expect from you anyways.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. So, disappointed with the C minus, but, I think I did that to myself because, like I've said in the past couple of weeks with all the construction going around in this house.
Yeah.
And it's sometimes up to me because, my father-in-law, he's not able to do anything because he's elderly and... I don't say he's disabled. I just think he just needs the help of a walker. We could do certain things, but I don't expect him to lift a heavy table. I don't expect that at all. And my nephew who lives with us, there's times when he's not here because he's working. So I'm here, so I have to do that. And I'm a type of person that likes to be organized and take advantage of stuff. So I think I let too much of the house stuff take over when I should have been studying for my final this past week. But C minus. I did that to myself. I'm not mad at anybody.
As long as you pass, that's all that matters to you.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. But overall, I'm doing okay, doing good, one more, seven more days till Christmas, I'm not into the whole holiday season right now. I get a little depressed and bummed out, not having work, The funds are kind of drying up a bit, for my savings, but I try not to get myself down about it. I'm grateful that I have the wife that I have, that she's supportive and she tells me not to worry about that, So I mean,
it'll change. It'll change by next year.
You know, I always tell myself that it'll be all right. It'll be okay. You know, sometimes I got to catch myself and tell myself, hey, you're going to be all right. The finish line is almost there. You're on to better things. It'll come to you, you know?
Right. All right. Like, so,
good.
What movie did you see this week?
I haven't done anything, man. I haven't gone anywhere to see anything. No, I mean, I wanted to go see that Wonka movie, but we didn't get a chance because things here at the house. You know, I'm going to try to maybe, because Wednesday is my last day of school for the semester, I'm going to try to maybe catch Wanda. I want to catch that Ducks cartoon animation movie, and Aquaman's coming out. So I'm going to try to maybe catch those three movies this week coming up, you know?
Oh, okay.
But I haven't really seen anything.
No, okay. Sports-wise, you got your Eagles on top. Who are you guys playing this weekend?
Oh, playing right now. We're playing the Seahawks.
Are you watching it? Do you have it on?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now. Well, they're at halftime. We're up 10-3.
Okay. Well, you'll win the Seahawks. That's no doubt.
Well, it's only 10-3. I mean, the Eagles sometimes struggle. Lately, they've been struggling scoring points. And all season, they've struggled, their defense has struggled, you know. I mean, we got our asses whipped by the 49ers 2 weeks ago. And last weekend, you know, we got our butts whipped by the Cowboys. Two teams that I honestly freaking hate, you know, because I don't really like their fans, because a majority of their fans are a bunch of, you know, like, they think they're too cool for school. But that's all fandom, because there's like a lot of Eagles fans, like Philadelphia. Right. Oh, they're hardcore. Like, they're like, you know, people say Eagles fans are the worst. Yeah, I get it. You know, they're the fans that threw snowballs at Santa Claus, you know. But that's all fandoms, you know. Like, you know, we all have our, like, you know, our hates and our dislikes for other teams and stuff like that. But I try to be respectful of, like, you know, like, you're the Bucks. You know, when we played you guys earlier in the year, I didn't gloat. Yeah. I didn't make fun. I didn't talk shit. I was like, hey, maybe you'll get us next year. We play next year. You know,
right.
But when you get to Raider fans and Cowboy fans and Niner fans.
When the Raiders win a regular season game, it's like if they won the fucking Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
It's like, your guys' team sucks. And this is my opinion, okay? The Raiders are never going to be fucking good until they get a new ownership.
Right?
That whole Al Davis and his son, you know, our fucking Chucky Davis. Yeah, he looks like a little fucking redheaded doll.
Stewart.
Yeah, Stewart. Yeah, Stewart. Yeah, that whole, like, you know, they need new ownership. Yes, they moved to Las Vegas. Yeah, okay, whatever. But they need new ownership. They need, like, new. They need new everything. They need better general managers. They need better coaches. They got talent on the team, but yeah, they're never going to win. They just need new ownership. That's my opinion.
Yeah, they don't have direction on that team. That's
they don't. No, the only thing they got is a bunch of rowdy fans. And I respect that they're hardcore and they're loyal. I respect that. They're down with them, bad or good. They're down. I respect Raider fans for that. I just also
not necessarily, because when the Raiders are done, the jerseys disappear till next season. And the only ones that wear the jerseys is because they don't have nothing else to wear.
Oh, the homies?
Yeah, the homies.
Yeah, because there was this one kid I used to work with, and he was a Raiders fan, and I was talking to him, like, oh, man, so what do you think of, like, you know, this person and this and this? And they're like, I don't know who that is. I'm like...
Yeah, see?
And but he was a little...
Change the colors and see how the fan base changes.
Oh, yeah, they would talk shit. Can you imagine?
Dude, you wouldn't have a fan base like that big. If you change the color,
they play in Las Vegas. What would it be color? What would it be their colors if they changed it? What do you think? Would be, you think
like a jackpot?
You think like let's just say that like you know like Vegas like you know it's
the Las Vegas Gamblers.
Yeah, and they say like their colors are like gold because of, like money like coins,
gold, and, red, and green.
Yeah, can you imagine. You imagine that'd be hilarious, you know, and yeah, and they you would get like you they would probably all their hardcore fans would leave them.
Oh yeah, because of the color scheme.
Yeah,
I'm thinking that's the only reason why those fans are the way they are, because of the black hole.
Yeah.
And because it's gray and black.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, but those are like gangster colors.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you know, in Southern California, when they were here, and then they moved to Oakland, and like just growing up, you know, when I went to school, all the homies, you know, were all the homeboys, the cholos, gangsters. Yeah. They were all Raider fans, you know, and a majority of them didn't know shit about the team. They just knew the popular players, Bo Jackson, and Marcus Allen. You know, that's it. That's it.
Right. And then they'd get the satin starter jackets and the Raider hats.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much it.
Oh yeah, well let NWA made it really popular to wear that stuff.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but you know, like those guys, they knew the team. Well, they probably were hardcore fans of the team. It's, I don't know, just like I said, the kid I used to work with, he was a Raider fan, but he didn't know shit about the team. He didn't know like the legacy. He didn't know that famous player or the current quarterback on the team. He didn't know shit. He just liked it because of the silver and black.
Right. I had one buddy. He was all Raider fan, and he thought he was hard and shit. And I'm like, we were at the sports store, and I'm like, dude, get the alternative jersey for the Raider fans. And he goes, which one is it? I go, the one right there. It says Vic on the back. It's a different color, but that's it. And it was fucking Michael Vick's jersey.
Who?
And he almost bought it until he got to the counter, and he told the guy, told him, oh, you're an Atlanta Falcons fan? He goes, no, I'm a Raider fan. He goes, why are you buying this? He goes, isn't this an alternate jersey? And I was fucking But yeah.
Yeah, because at first...
He didn't open his
mouth. At first, when you said Vic, I'm like, wait a minute. Vic played for the Raiders? He played for several teams. But did he play? Then you told me, like, yeah. You told him, oh, that's an alternative jersey.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you, like... Yeah, because they don't know shit. Like you know, not majority of them, but a good percentage of them don't know shit about the team. But going back to the whole color change, you know, like you look at like the Buck, your team, the Buccaneers, they were orange and white, but then they transitioned to the colors that they have now, which are really cool. But they kind of, in some way, still kept a little bit of that color scheme, you know.
Oh yeah, they still use the creamsicle.
Yeah,
they actually used it like twice this uniform this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I hate that color. I have a black and orange jacket in my closet, but I rarely wear it because I don't like that orange color.
Like when it comes to the Eagles, I like their colors now. I really, you know, I mean, I'm not, green is not my favorite color, but the dark green that they kind of dark emerald green that they kind of have right now, I like it. Unlike the,
you know, like the Kelly green.
Which one?
The Cali green, the old school green.
I didn't like it, you know, but like I like the team, you know, so
yeah.
Green is not my color, that's the thing, you know. But I mean, like, I like their colors right now, you know. I mean, I wear an Eagles shirt, but it's just not my favorite color, you know.
Right. Well, they do like for instance, I have a Buccaneer hat. I have two Buccaneers hats that are in green. So you could something in another color, huh?
But see, that's the thing. I don't like it when they were like, you know, when you started seeing LA Dodger hats and Yankee hats in red and different colors. No, it's just, I just keep it the way it is.
It's just the style of what you're wearing, dude. That's why they do that.
Yeah, it's like, you know, for a fashion show, it's like, oh, you know, I'm wearing a pink jacket. I need to get my pink Yankees or Dodgers hat. It's like, no.
I had, so the green Buccaneer hat that I have, I'll put my green hoodie on, and then I'll wear my green Nikes, and I'll wear black Levi's.
I just don't like that. I think you should just stick to your colors. You know, don't be all like, ooh, look at us, we're fancy. It just doesn't make sense.
It's, you know, just that's like, cool. It's just, you don't know fashion, that's why.
I'm sorry. Well, like, I have no fashion sense at all. I've worn the same type of clothes for the past, I think, 30 years. Like a black or white t-shirt and jeans and tennis shoes.
Right, right.
I have no fashion sense at all. I just hate when I have to go, like to a wedding or a funeral or a baptism, right, or anywhere fancy. I don't like to get dressed up. Just like I'm not looking forward to job interviews and all that stuff. We're gonna get all dressed up, you know.
You really don't have to wear a tie anymore for a job interview.
Yeah, I've seen that, you know. But I have no fashion sense at all. None at all. That there was a time years ago for my birthday, my cousin, I love my cousin, he's a cool guy, that he bought me dress pants. And I believe that no man should buy another man clothes unless it's, you know, like, hey, I bought you a Buccaneers, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey, or like, hey, I got you a LA. But when another man buys another man like dress slacks, I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Well, it's okay. It's okay if he buys you dress slacks, as long as he's not putting them on you. Then we're talking.
Hey, I would never let that happen.
He bought them for you.
My cousin Danny.
Well, how old were you?
I was like, maybe this happened like probably over maybe like less than like 15 years ago, probably.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because he knows it was just for me to, like, you know, to have some nice dress clothes. Like I said, I'm not into dressy clothes. I have two suits. I have one suit that I bought, like, at that, have you heard Men's Warehouse, right?
Yeah.
I bought a suit right there because my friend, like, over 17 years ago was getting married, my friend Ryan, in Vegas, and he invited me to his wedding, and we were all going, all of us at the job were going, and I'm like, fuck, I don't have nothing to wear to this wedding because I don't dress up, you know, unless I go rent a tux. You know, I didn't want to rent a tux or anything like that. So I went to the Men's Warehouse, and I'm not saying I got suckered into it. I got talked into by the girl who's a salesman. So she sold me a dark forest green suit.
Oh, shit. She knew you were an Eagles fan.
I don't know. She's a dark, like, forest green suit, a nice tie. And I got me some Stacey Adams on. I look fly. I look fresh, you know, because when I put it on at the wedding, they were telling me, damn, man, look at you. Because I'm not into dressing like that, you know. So,
did you have a hat, too?
No, I didn't have a hat. I should have had a cane.
A bird, a fucking beret.
Yeah, but I've only worn that suit maybe once or twice. Once for the wedding and second time, I don't know when. Uh-huh. And then when our friends Nick and Sonia got married, I needed to buy a suit. I didn't want to wear the same suit. So I went and I bought myself a nice charcoal gray suit. It's still in the closet, but I don't dress up.
Do they both fit you still?
Yeah, they still. I hope so. I hope so. I've gained some pound this year. You know, like starting New Year's resolution. I know, gonna try to lose weight, get back into the gym.
Right.
No, but the thing is, I need to honestly look into, and you never want to do it because of this reason. Is I need to look for like a black suit for a case of funeral or something like that.
Oh, uh-huh.
That's something. Yeah. It's something I don't like to, I'm looking for a black suit because this person that I knew passed away and I want to dress appropriate, you know, unless it's an immediate family, like, you know, my in-laws, my parents, you know, or family member, I need to get a black suit. But if it's like someone I knew, like a friend or like a friend's parent, I go kind of like, you know, black slacks and a black shirt. That's it. You know, but when it comes down to like, I think, my, like, immediate loved one, I think I have to look into like buying a black suit. I don't like to think about it because you always want to like not think about those days.
You don't really have to. That's not the standard anymore. And sometimes it's not even. They don't even want you to wear black to the funeral anymore. It just depends on the family.
Yeah, that's true.
But
like when I pass
away, my funeral, I want somebody to go in the Grim Reaper's outfit and just stand there.
And you're with your open casket?
Be prepared, fucker. You better start lifting weights because you'll be carrying my casket.
We'll get I'm a fucking forklift.
I'm not going to have six. I'm going to have 15.
I'm going to honestly try to get a job at Home Depot and just try to get hired and be like, can I take the forklifting class, get certified, and quit? I go, but why'd you quit for? I just want to get forklift certified just in case my friend passes away.
we'd have to get one of those. Go work at Amazon so you can get those trays
uh-huh.
that have rollers and you can just slide it. You could just slide it from inside the church to the fucking cemetery. I'm wondering if I get cremated, am I still heavy?
I don't know. Can you? I don't know. Are we going to fucking get like one of those sandbags from fucking Home Depot and just fucking put you in there? I'd be like, where's Tony at? Oh, he's holding up the fucking the wall from flooding. Because I finally had a purpose here in this world.
Right.
Too bad it's after life.
Just put a little smile face on the fucking bag, please. And put a Buccaneers hat on it.
Now, I think when I go, like, you know, hopefully it won't be for another, you know, 40 years or something, you know, that I get cremated. Like, I want to live. I love life, man. I like life. Yeah, I might bitch and complain and I might, but, you know, I enjoy life and I always try to look for the positives and all that stuff, even though this world is full of shit. I do enjoy life. I do enjoy life. I do like, you know, being alive, waking up every day. You know, breathing, being able to move. I mean, I appreciate that. Like a lot, which a lot of people don't, you know, but I do. I mean, yeah. I mean, 40 years from now, I'll be like 80. I'll be 89, close to 90. That's too old and all that stuff. Yeah. But it's like, yeah, I want to try to, like, you know, see this world, man. See, like, the advancements of, like, 40 years from now, we're going to be, like, you know, like, teleporting to other places and shit.
Teleporting? Oh, I can
see that. Yeah.
Like Star Trek. Because I know in 2015, per Back to the Future standards, we were supposed to be flying cars already in 2015.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
And that hasn't happened as of yet.
No, I said, like, you never know what to expect in this world and in this life, you know. You never know where you're going to go. But I try to at least try to make the best out of it. You know, there's times where I get upset with my family, then I sit down and I think, and I'll tell them, look, my bad, or we'll talk about it, and then, you know,
cuss them out and then leave and then come back.
I try not to do that, you know. Everybody says that Junior hates everybody, and I always say, fuck, I hate people. But I only say that because I get frustrated because of common sense. This is when you're driving, you know, and like someone's driving really slow or the light turns green and they're taking forever. You don't want to honk.
It's not that you hate people. It's you hate idiots.
Yeah. But when I say I hate people, I hate idiots. Guess what? If that idiot is in trouble, I'm probably going to help. You know, right. Whoever it is, you know.
That's the same for me. If somebody needs help, I'll help them if they're in need.
But, yeah, I mean, I've ran into rude people and all that stuff a lot more than I've ran into nice people, you know, just like strangers. But no matter what, that does not going to change who I am. You know, I was just still like, okay, here you go, or open the door to somebody. Sometimes you either say thank you, or sometimes they'll say no. But it is what it is.
Yeah, you know? Right. Let me ask you this. Because I saw it on the news. I guess a couple had broke into this dude's house back east. And they were inside trying to rob his house, right? This was late at night. Okay. And he called 911. He's like, I'm going to shoot him. And I guess the lady was running out of the house. And she says, you won't shoot me, I'm pregnant. And he said, the hell with you, I'm going to shoot you. And he shot her. And the dude that was with her, well, he got away because he was faster because he wasn't pregnant. But
yeah,
she got shot. I don't know what happened, if she died or whatever. But if somebody came into your house, dude, what would you do? Would you reason with them? Or would you be like, you're pretty much dead if you're in my house and I have no relation to you.
I don't know. That's tough, dude, because, you know, I'd be scared to make that decision if I had to take someone's life. But
they're in your house. They can threaten your daughter or your wife.
Yeah, that is true too. You know, I would have to warn them. Like twice and tell them, get the fuck out of here. Or like, but if they start lunging, shoot them. I guess you have to shoot them, you know,
Yeah.
Like, you would hope that maybe, you know, if you know what you were doing, you shoot them in the leg and they get, and they go down, and then you just, you know, hopefully like 911 responds fast if, like, you know, someone's there to call it, or, you know, it's, yeah, it's a scary thing. You, I would hate to be in that situation, you know, but yeah, when the time comes, you don't know what to do.
The sad thing is that it's happening more and more now.
Yeah, home invasions and shit like that, yeah.
And I think more of the home invasions are from people that know you and know your business, and you put your business out there.
Yeah.
So, like for the guy that got when they sideswiped them on the freeway.
Yeah.
And these people got out of a car to steal what was in his car. They knew what he had. They knew what he had. So somebody knows him and said something to somebody else to get whatever, the goods, the money, the jewelry or whatever he had in the car.
Yeah.
And that's where it's like, I want to win the lottery, but shoot, do I not tell anybody? Because then a lot of stuff goes through my mind, dude. My kids can be taken for ransom. Mm-hmm. They could come to the house and try to see if the money's here.
Yeah. I mean, if I was to be like, you know, win the lottery, I'm totally off social media forever.
Right.
You know, I make a fake account and I just follow the things that I like and I watch. But like, I'm off social media. I don't put my life out there. I don't say like, oh my God, look, we're in Hawaii. Oh, look, we're here. We're taking this trip here. Yeah. It's like, too many people put their fucking life everywhere. You know, it's like, I'm doing this, right. I'm doing that. Oh, look at my brand new gold watch, or look at my fancy diamond bullshit. And it's like, that's the thing with the worst thing that ever happened was when they made smartphones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because then too, they can get your location.
Yep. No, that's, but with smartphones, you could take video, you could take pictures, you could post it right away. Because, you know, when you take a picture, do you honestly are going to take the time to get home, turn on your computer, plug in your camera, go through here, click and drag? And a lot of people won't do that. Smartphones have made it so much easier that click, post. And that's the worst thing it's been helpful. It's also been a bad thing because, yeah, people post their whole entire life. People get mad if, you know, it's like, oh, did you see that person at that party? We weren't invited. And then what happens causes a rift. People get mad. And I've been guilty of that, where I've been upset.
And go ahead.
You know, I've been upset, you know, seeing certain friends. I thought they were good friends of ours, you know, like having a party, getting together with other friends that we know. And whoa, where's our invite at? You know, so it causes a rift, it gets people mad, and sometimes it breaks friendships up, you know, and relationships.
Yeah, yeah, and it's not just friends; family do it too.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I said it on the air before. A cousin invited us to a family event, and they're like, "Okay, I'm going to send you the flyer." Sends us a flyer, and it was going to be, we'll say this Saturday coming, like 7 days from now, right?
Yeah.
But on the flyer, it had at the bottom RSVP on the 29th of November. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, so am I list B? Because now you have to fill those seats. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You get to like the...
Forget it. I don't want to go. If I'm second or third choice, and you don't really want me there. You just need me to fill a seat, because if not, you're going to have to eat that plate that you paid for.
This is how I look at it when it comes on stuff like that. I get it. There's a first wave and then a second wave because you want to fill the seats. But the people who you are close to, you have a relationship with, that you know, that you spend time with, you've shared certain moments with, those are the people that should be 100% in the first wave. Second wave should be like coworkers that you know through just work, right? And you talk to them all stuff. Right. But when it comes down to like my brother,
if I do family, dude, say if I have say one of my daughters is a little kid again, and I do a family party, just on my side is 87 people.
Oh shit.
So I remember one time for Ariana's birthday, for her fifth birthday, she wanted a sock hop, and we had the yard for it. We invited 250 people, dude, because it was my side, my ex-wife's side, and friends of my ex-wife, my friends, and we did it. We did the invites. We did everything, dude. I was going to barbecue. I think I bought like 20, 30 pounds of asada, 20, 30 pounds of chicken. I ordered rice, beans, a salad, drinks, beer, everything. Everybody RSVP for this party. And I'm thinking, damn, this is going to be a cool party because everybody's coming. Only 60 people showed up from the 250.
But the 250 RSVP'd.
Everybody RSVP'd.
Everybody RSVP'd, but only 60 people showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would kind of piss me off, you know.
Food, how much? Dude, I was giving away gallons, Ziploc bag gallons of raw meat to people because we weren't going to eat it all.
You should have frozen it.
Well, I froze some of it. Dude, there was 60 pounds in total.
I don't give a shit. I would have froze that.
There was only three.
Giving that away.
I gave some to my sister-in-laws. I gave some to my cousins. I think we ended up with like 30 or 40 pounds of meat, dude. Think about it. It was 60 pounds of meat. That's a lot of meat. I think I kept most of the asada because I'm more of a beef guy than the chicken guy.
But like going back to the whole thing about like invites and all that stuff, it's like,
yeah,
I was bringing up a situation where like, you know, my brother's been close to certain friends of ours and all that stuff. And he's known a certain friend, you know, way before she became friends with all these other people through her marriage, through his friends. And this certain friend, which is my wife's friend, I'm not talking shit about it. It's just, like I said, we don't talk truth. We talk truth. You know, she was friends with my brother. My brother invited her a lot of times to a lot of things, a lot of gatherings, you know, even some people in her family. But then when she started doing her own thing, like, you know, my brother was left out. And it angers me the most because it's like, wait a minute. He was your friend before these friends. You know, it's like, well, all of a sudden you forget. And I don't like it. And like, I mean, my brother's always told me, like, dude, don't speak up for me no more. I'm good. You know, they don't want to invite me. I'm done. You know, I understand that, but it's my brother, man. No one does my brother like that. If my brother was a dick, then I could understand. Brother was never a dick to any of these friends.
Right.
Always welcoming, always open, always, hey, come on by. Yeah. We're going to have this, you know. Oh, but then when you stop for some freaking reason, because you forget, no, you don't do that. And I'm not cool with that. And that sometimes has caused a tiny bit of a rift with a certain person.
Even
I respect them, but I respect them and all that stuff, but yeah, you don't do people like that, because I don't do people like that. My thing is this. That's why I try not to have so many freaking friends. I just try to keep a nice group that I know that'll be there for me. And those are the people that I invite. I don't try to make friends with this person, that person, that person.
The thing is, Junior, you're going to invite people. Not everybody's going to come. So go ahead and invite the person, because more than likely, they're not going to come. You know what I mean? Because, we're going to find out. Like, for instance, I invite, and I'm going to say it because I'm not talking shit. I invite Mondo and Val to the parties that I throw.
Yeah.
Do they invite me to the parties that they throw? No. But that's them. But I'm still going to invite them. Yeah. But it's whatever. You know what I mean, dude?
But, yeah. No, go ahead.
But it's like, I don't know. It just, people like to be invited even though they don't go.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, even like, you know, for my birthday, I wanted to keep it small, but then I was just like, you know what, invite them, you know, I was like, it'd be good to see everybody again. But a lot of people, I mean, I invited a lot of people from my past birthday, and not that many people showed up, but at least they know that, hey, they were invited.
You know? Right.
That's one thing. I'm never going to, and that's the thing, the certain person that we know, she does the, oh, well, they never respond. They never respond, or they never come when we invite them, so we're going to stop inviting them. You don't do that. You just don't freaking do that. You know, that's just not right, you know, because if we're still friends, you know, we're not always going to be able to go to everything. Or maybe we can't even go at all. But just, it's okay to send the invite. That's what I'll do. And trust me, there's lots of times where I've invited people to do certain things and they don't come. Am I going to hate on them and say, like, you know what? Fuck them. I'm not going to invite them no more. No, that's not me. Yeah. I'm going to invite. Hopefully they can come. If they don't, oh, well. It is what it is. But I don't try not to say, I try not to leave people out, man, because I don't want to upset anybody because it's been done to me and it's a shitty feeling.
Right. Well, like the time that you had, I'm coming clean.
Okay.
The time that you had your birthday party at that action thing, what was it called? Was it at Disney?
Where?
The Star Wars shooting game or whatever it was.
Oh, I didn't do that. I did like that virtual reality thing.
Yeah, that. Where was that at?
That was at Downtown Disney.
At Downtown Disney. Yeah. And I sent Annette my money so that I complained. And remember, I didn't go, right?
Okay, yeah.
I didn't go because I was sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't go because there was this hot chick that wanted to go out. So I went with her instead.
You dick. Look at you. Hey. You know what? I'm not inviting you no more, asshole.
I've always wanted to tell you.
Hey, I ain't hating. It's all good. It's all good. You prick.
And it was like, junior girl. Nah, I'd go over the girl. I can spend time with you another day. But your sister got to use my game play, so
yeah, so I
went out with somebody.
Oh, well, you missed out, dude. It was pretty fun. But I get it. A girl, okay. Hot chick. I get it.
Oh, yeah. Of course. But now I'm going to hear from an aunt. I can't believe you didn't go. We're not going to invite you anywhere no more.
Well, even when we do, you don't show up.
Right? Hey, I showed up for your birthday, dog. Don't tell me I didn't.
No, I appreciate that. Early. Yeah, but you still could have hung out with us after dinner.
Yeah, no.
Why not? I don't know. You're not in trouble, are you?
No, I'm not in trouble. I'm in trouble. Shut your ass, stupid.
You sure? You guys want me to come outside and play? You sure?
No. I was outside and playing. Just had to go home.
I'm just kidding, dude.
But holidays are coming up. Oh my! By the way, it's 17-10. Your Eagles are winning.
Yeah, no, I'm watching it right now.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Yeah. All right. So I did a little list because we didn't have your Christmas party this year. So I did a little list of worst white elephant gifts.
Okay.
All right. I'll start number 10. I'll go back down. I'll go down. So number 10. Gift card to Circuit City.
How long ago or recent?
Just recent. Like if they give it to you this year, somebody found it in one of their junk drawers or some bullshit.
Did they have gift cards back then for Circuit City?
Oh yeah, dude. They've always had gift cards. Everybody's had gift cards.
I don't remember ever seeing a Circuit City gift card.
Yeah, I had a gift card from Circuit City.
Really?
That's where I bought my stereo because somebody gave me a gift card for like $100. So I put it towards that. Put the other on credit. Number 9.
Okay.
Oven mittens. You know those ones from As Seen on TV?
Yeah.
Somebody won that at my company's Christmas party. And the lady was pissed. She was pissed.
Okay, how did they look?
Huh?
How did they look?
They were red. They were red and kind of like shiny.
Are they the full ones? You go inside into your whole entire arm, or are they the little ones that you can only put your fingers in?
No, I think it was a quarter of your arm. They're called the of gloves.
The of glove.
Yeah, I'll post a picture on Instagram.
Okay,
so everybody can see what the of glove looks like.
Of glove. Okay.
Number 8. The hard hat, the orange hard hat with the 2-drink holder. That's fucking horrible, dude. I got that 2 years ago at your fucking Christmas party from your brother.
Was that then?
Yes.
Was it? I totally forgot about that.
I took it home and it stood in my closet for like forever. And then somebody came by and I showed it to them. They're like, oh my God, can I have it? They like, it was the best thing on earth, dude. I'm like, take it. Piece of shit.
I think that's cool. You put it, you put your two drinks right there with a straw and you could just, you know.
Yeah, no.
But then, okay, well, okay, if my brother gave that out, my brother also gave a gift card with that because that's probably the gag gift.
It came with a gift card to, I think, Red Robin's.
Okay. Well, yeah, you get dinner. Hey, right. You can ask for the two drinks when you're at Red Robin and you put it on there.
All right. Next one. The game Pong.
Like the actual video game or?
Yeah, the video game Pong.
Like, remember? Like on what system?
That was like isn't that the first video game ever made?
Yeah.
All right, that's number 7.
Okay.
Number 6, a $50 gift certificate to Big Lots. What would you buy at Big Lots?
Hey, they got pretty cool stuff in there.
Do they? I think I've only been once.
Okay, what was Big Lots called before? Wasn't it called Pick and Save?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it was called Pick and Save. No, Big Lots got some pretty cool, decent stuff there. You know, it's like one time my parents, they went and they bought like an outdoor like gazebo thing for the backyard. And it stood the test of time for a super long time.
Oh, that I didn't know that. Oh, then maybe that gift card is good then.
Yeah, they sell pretty decent stuff there. You know, it's like it's more of a better version of a Pick and Save, and like let's just say a lower level, lower than Walmart. Let's just say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or maybe a step up from Walmart.
No. Walmart has way more stuff. You know.
Oh, okay. All right. Number 5, membership to Blockbuster.
Recently,
yeah. So you have to go to the last Blockbuster. Where is it? Is it in Wisconsin or somewhere in Colorado or somewhere like that?
I think it's in Oregon or Washington.
Okay, there you go. Now you got a day trip. Day trip to Blockbuster Video.
But remember, you better make sure you rewind if they still have VHS.
Right. All right. Number 4, all expense paid trip to Gaza Strip. Too soon.
Too soon.
All right, next. Number 3, Kim Kardashian sex tape.
Clean it. It's online. You
don't need to give it. So have I, and I regret watching it. It's freaking horrible.
It's boring.
Horrible.
Boring. It's like she's super hot, but she doesn't know how to like fuck, you know. It's like
and the wording that she's that some of the talk she is saying is like just be quiet.
It's like, you know, who was the dude that fucked her in that tape?
Ray J.
I bet you he was just like, what, like, yes, okay, all right, I'm okay, fuck, it looked like a boring fuck. It did not look fun at all.
I think what it was is she thinks that she's too hot to do anything, that she could just lay there.
True, yeah. You figure that her being, back then before the fucking, like, she's done a lot of work on herself. But back then she was really pretty, really, like, attractive and all stuff. And like, we're going to see some good stuff. Yeah, it was fucking boring. I'm like, because she's a boring, I guarantee you she's fucking boring. You know,
dude, that's what I'm saying. I regret watching the video.
Yeah, it's like they didn't leave anything to the imagination.
Yeah, exactly. All right, number 2, 2 tickets to a Raider game. At the new stadium.
But are you wearing Chiefs jersey?
Chiefs?
Yeah.
Why Chiefs?
Yeah, like, you know, you're going to a Raider game, right?
Oh, because it's their rivals?
There's the rivals, you know.
That or San Diego. Or who's the other one?
Denver,
yeah.
I think they're the rivalry more is with the Chiefs because the Chiefs are way better.
Oh, well, they have no say in that they've sucked all the time, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, number 1, drum roll. A packet of anal beads used.
Was this actually like a gift that you seen?
Yeah, your brother gave that one out too.
What are you fucking bullshit? My brother's gonna listen to this, and he's gonna text.
He's gonna come to my house. He's gonna come to my house.
No, but my brother for the gift exchange we've always had at the parties. My brother's always had some funny ones, you know.
Oh like yeah, dude. Okay. The year before I got that stupid hat, the year before that, I got a gift certificate, I don't know to what, and a rubber chicken. And the rubber chicken I gave to Damien.
Yeah.
To Andrew's son. Because it was like, I don't want that. All you heard is the fucking noise of the chicken. And it was like, I can't have this in my house. I'll go fucking nuts.
Were you there, or was this before, you know, we became friends, you know, like when you knew my brother and all that stuff too? Like Christmas when my brother gave one of the gifts was a gift card. My brother always gives a gift card along with his funny gift. That it was like a portrait of him sitting on the toilet with a Santa Claus hat, looking at the camera, going, "Oops!"
I was already ousted. That was after me.
Like, oh, so you weren't there?
No, I was already ousted.
Like, what do you mean you were ousted?
It wasn't. Was it? It wasn't at yours. It was at his ex-wife's.
He's done that. Well, I don't know. Well, he's done that. He's never had no fucking Christmas party at the ex-wife's house.
Oh, then you know what? Then it was before I got there.
Okay, because like let's be honest. When my brother was married to his ex-wife, they didn't allow anybody that was us to that house to hang out and party.
Of the Latin descent.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, you know, so they never had Christmas parties, you know.
Right.
Yeah, okay. So it wasn't there. It was one of our parties, but we probably didn't know you back then. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't there yet. All right. So what was do you remember any other stuff that your brother would give up? Any weird ass
toilet seat, the rubber chicken, him on the toilet with a picture. What else? He's done some other things, you know. Maybe he'll text us and let us know, because my brother gives up some funny ass gifts, you know.
Yeah, he'd go to Spencer's for that crap.
No, he would he would just, you know, like I say, take the picture. Print it out, you know, do something funny, you know.
No, but the rubber chicken and the fucking hat came from Spencer's. I know that for a fact, because
okay.
It still had the tags on it.
Yeah, but like I said, you get the funny gift that you're probably going to throw away or give it to somebody else, but you're getting a gift card.
Right, right, exactly. All right.
I can't wait till next year, dude, because I'm kind of bummed out that we weren't able to have the party this year because of all the construction going around in the house.
Sure.
You know,
but we're like, gonna have to make it bigger next year.
What happened?
We're gonna have to make it a big Christmas party next year.
Oh yeah, I mean it's gonna be epic, because that's why it always makes me laugh when I see people when they post people's weddings, or they post like you know, I remember one time, you know, my brother-in-law Armando, he posted something about a fun weekend that we're gonna have. This is gonna be epic. You guys say that all the damn time. What makes everything so freaking epic, you know? You know what's epic? Like, oh my God, we're going to have, you know, this Christmas party, and Jesus is going to come down from heaven and grace us all with his, you know, with his power and love. That's right. Epic. We're all going to freaking get together and get drunk and act like jackasses. This is going to be epic. Like, why do they, people, I can't get it when people say shit like that.
We're going to spend $50 at Taco Bell, and the ending is going to be epic.
Yeah, it's like, it was an epic night. Like, what was so epic about it? Explain to me, what was an epic? Like, say, it was fun, it was a great night. When people say, it's going to be epic. Like, what's so fucking epic about your fucking, you know, getting together, you know, in your fucking backyard?
You can't plan epic. Epic is spontaneous.
Epic has to happen, yeah.
When we were at your brother's house, and we were all partying in the back, and we were just there up against the bar. Everybody was having a good time. And then Mondo got really drunk. And was he fighting or was he dancing?
Oh, was this the last time? Oh, the last party at my brother's house?
Yeah.
I don't know what was he doing, but he fell, I think, when he was trying to take a piss.
Was it that, or was he fighting with your, was he wrestling with your brother?
I don't remember.
But see, that was epic because it was spontaneous.
Yeah, but it was nothing violent.
And it wasn't set up.
Yeah, and plus it wasn't anything violent. It wasn't like my brother and my brother-in-law were going to fight each other for real. Just fucking around.
At our parties. That's just how we are.
Yeah, like, but, you know, like, oh, like, that's epic. It's going to be epic. You can't predict epic, you know?
Right, but you guys don't drink like you used to drink. Like when I came on the scene and you guys were fucking doing Three Wise Men and fucking... You guys don't drink like that no more.
Well, I mean, we did have back at the house in Buena Park. We kind of did some stuff like that, but it's hard to do that here at my in-laws' house because, you know, like I said, we moved in here to help them out and all that stuff, and that's why we're doing construction, so it's livable for us, you know. But it's hard to like party and be loud. I know my mother-in-law, that woman loves to party. That woman loves to hang around and stay up late and hang around people. It's just my father-in-law. My father-in-law just chills there. He's like an introvert. He's like, you know, he doesn't like to entertain, but yet we have a bunch of fucking foldable tables and about a bunch of party chairs and all that shit for a man who doesn't like to entertain. But I know it's because my mother-in-law makes him buy it, because my mother-in-law loves to, like, you know, entertain and party. She wants to have a great time.
That's cool.
But so that's why we don't, like, you know, get all rowdy and loud like we did in Buena Park, you know.
Yeah,
because that was more my house, you know, even though my parents, you know, took over it and all that stuff, you know. But like here, it's like it's got to add a bit of respect, because you've seen my father-in-law's face, and he's just like sitting right there, and he's got this face like, okay, is it almost over? Shit, you know, yeah, you've seen it, right? And then, like, I wish my father-in-law would, you know, even right now in his condition, where he could walk, just chill with your walker, hang outside, get a beer, laugh, have a fucking great time, enjoy life. It's just, he just sits there and he's just like, is it over?
Maybe we should have him play quarters with us next time.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta get my father-in-law out of his like, you know, shell, you know, and just have a great freaking time, you know, because, hey, you never know when it's gonna be the last one, you know. It's like, enjoy it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, like I said, my in-laws, they drive me nuts, but I love them to death. They're great people, and I just want them to enjoy life. And I know my mother-in-law enjoys life. She wants to get out. She wants to have fun. She likes to go to the casino. She likes to go hang out with her friends and their family, and she wants to entertain. My father-in-law is just like, is it over? Yeah, but like, yeah, next year, we're going to make next year's Christmas party epic. No, I plan. I'm not saying I'm going to make next year's Christmas epic. I'm planning to make it freaking really cool, because by next year, the backyard is going to be all finished. It's going to look nice and, like, you know, able to, like, you know, people hang out and all that stuff, you know, because my mother-in-law next year wants to have her family Christmas party here. And my mother-in-law comes from, you know, 11 brothers and sisters, you know. There's seven girls and four boys. Well, six girls and four men, because, you know, her sister passed away, I think, last year, you know, back in September of last year. You know, so there's one down, you know, but she wants to have that because you never know. It's like, you're supposed to enjoy, have time, be around the people, you know, that you know and you love and you respect, you have great times with, you know, because you never know. Never know. So that's why next year it's gonna be epic.
Are you gonna do a costume?
I'm gonna wear. When we're at the stores this past weekend looking for like some Christmas pajamas for my daughter to, like, because there's Christmas pajama day at school, I guess. And there was this Christmas suit. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll wear that next year. It's for the Christmas party, for a great time. Everybody have laughs, you know. Get me a Christmas suit.
What color was it?
It was green with bells on it and red everywhere.
I seen that one. That one's pretty cool. Like a lime green, right?
Yeah, it's like in the next year, like I said, so we're talking about next year. So we have the Christmas party here. I want people like ugly Christmas sweaters. It's going to be a great fucking time. I'm looking forward to it because this house is almost done, and we just got, like, you know, like plan it out.
we'll get a crystal, not a crystal, a ice sculpture, and they can do luges off the ice sculpture.
Okay, I've seen that.
I think it's like Santa Claus holding a sack, and he holds like a thing in front of him.
Yeah, it's like and you tell my mother-in-law, Isabel, go, take it.
go. I remember one year Isabel was tossed, dude, from the rum chata.
Oh, look, there was this one year when we had the UFC fights at our house, and we had a party, a gathering, people come over. This is before we met you. And there was this time where my friend Ron, he was making some type of a shot, you know, where you drop the beer, you drop the shot, a shot of Amaretto with the rim of the shot glass with Bacardi, and you light that thing up and you drop it in beer. And this Flaming Dr. Pepper, that was called. He called it a Flaming Dr. Pepper. There was that night that my mother-in-law and my brother-in-law Mondo's mother, Gloria, both of those ladies were taking shots, and they were having a great fucking time. And those are the days that I miss, man. We were all together. All our group and friends were together hanging out. This was before you. And if it would have continued staying like that, you know, you would have been a part of that group. It would be more fun and all that stuff. Just things change. That's why I hope that next year, I'm going to invite everybody that I know. And whoever I make friends with in this coming year, I'm going to invite them too. You know, because I want to have a fucking good fucking time, man. I want to enjoy life.
The last time we had the party, we didn't even get to play quarters.
Because it's like there's nowhere to really play quarters, because in the Winter Park house, we were right there in the kitchen in that big island that we have. We were able to play quarters. We couldn't really do it here because the kitchen had the food on top of it. And my father-in-law was, is it over? Is it over? Is it over? Is it over? You know?
Well, we're gonna have to do it outside on a table, on a
folding table. But like, I think this coming up year, my plan is I'm gonna try to make my own outdoor kitchen, you know, on the outside, you know, with the grill and all stuff. I'm gonna try to make my own. I've seen it on YouTube and online. I'm gonna attempt to do it because my wife said we could do it, so it's gonna be an attempt. So we can have something nice with a nice, like, you know, like island table out there. We could do that shit. But it's got to be people be like, oh, it's too cold, or we're going to have fucking outdoor heaters and shit like that. You know, fuck it, you know, let's have fun.
Right. We had Christmas, I mean, not Christmas Eve. We had New Year's Eve one time at Pedro's, right, in his garage.
Yeah.
And did we play shots? Were we playing quarter?
I forgot. I think we were playing something, but we were getting tossed, you know, because we were opening up a bottle that... look at this bottle. I don't know. What is it? I don't know. Let's drink it, you know? And that was...
My cousin hooked me up and gave me like 14 bottles of alcohol. And there was bottles of moonshine.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I remember that. Yeah. And you got all fucking tossed, and you went outside to your car, and you got your luchador mask, and you came in and you started attacking my brother. My brother started like, you were fighting with my brother, like wrestling style. and the night was ruined because, you know, Johnny was there, and he was having a great time. He was getting plastered and hammered, and Pedro's wife Melissa was trying to calm him down because he was getting too wild, and Johnny was getting like out of hand, you know, but he was having a great time. And Johnny took it the wrong way that Melissa was trying to like, hey, cut him off right now. He got all offended, he got all mad, and then he got pissed off and hated them for that reason. It's like, it wasn't a reason why for him to be all mad, you know. It's just,
right?
You know, it's like, yeah, he was getting a little bit out of line, and then he made sense because their other friend or neighbor, he was getting kind of getting crazy too. But they were allowing him to keep on doing that. So I understand why he was upset. Yeah, I could understand why Johnny was pissed off, but to like, I mean, even to this day, but we're still friends with Pedro. He probably still don't like them, you know, for that reason.
Well, he don't like me, so.
He doesn't.
I left the bar we were at, and he wanted me to stay, but I couldn't because I wasn't driving. So.
Yeah. Yes, and that's one thing he needs. Is like, you try to explain it to him, he's like, "No, the deed has been done. Okay, yeah. What about the explanation, the reason why?
You know?
Like I said, love the guy. We barely hear from him. We barely talk to him because he's in his own little cave, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's a fun guy. Just let loose. Relax. Relax the butthole. It doesn't always have to be tight.
All right. Well, let's end it with that. Your Eagles are up 17-13.
Yeah.
It's fourth quarter. This is going to be a close game.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to my Fogo de Chao. Just looking forward to that.
Oh, let's reiterate that real quick. So I made a bet with Junior that the Bucks were going to go farther than the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Well, the Eagles clinched it already for the playoffs.
Okay, yeah.
And we're in the hunt. So don't count us out as of yet. So it would be hilarious if we go head-to-head and then you guys lose against us and we come on top. And then it's
like, no!
Fogo de Chao dinner.
We're sitting right now 10-3. Hopefully we could be 11-3 by the end of tonight. And you guys are 7-7.
Right, you know? Exactly.
And with New Orleans on your trail. And the Falcons, you never know. You guys could...
That's the only thing. I have to be honest. That's the only game that I'm worried about. Because the two games right after that is Carolina and somebody else that's not in our division, but it doesn't even matter because that's how important the game is. Because as long as we win it, that's all that matters.
Okay, you guys are on a three-game win streak, so that's something to look forward to, you know.
Right. All right, brother.
We'll see. I'm out on Instagram at BigJune5000.
BigJune5000. I'm at comic_Tony_Ariola, ARREOLA. And you can also go to our Instagram for the podcast, 6 to Midnight Lounge. Also, you can look us up on Facebook, 6 to Midnight Lounge also. And if you want to email the show, it's 6SIX2ML@gmail.com. Let us know how we're doing. If you want to come on the show, if you have any show ideas, if you want to say hi to Junior, send him a personal email. If you want to send Junior some nude shots of your penis, he's welcome to that also. Anything else, Junior?
No, that's it. I'm waiting for the penis shots, I guess.
All right, brother. I'll talk to you later.
All right, take it easy. Later.